¿Te quieres ir al extranjero a aprender inglés, pero de verdad, sin estar en contacto con otros españoles? ¿Quieres aprender inglés en serio? Entonces nuestras inmersiones en inglés en el extranjero te interesan. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 o infórmate en grupobaugan.com.
Me licencié hace 4 años en la universidad. Al año hice un máster, después otro. Además estoy acabando el doctorado. Pero ayer no pasé un proceso de selección por no saber inglés.
¿Te suena esta historia? Ocurre todos los días. El inglés es fundamental para progresar en tu vida laboral en todos los sectores. ¿A qué esperas para aprender inglés de una vez por todas?
Máster en inglés profesional Vaughan, tu solución definitiva.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Hello, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 0. Welcome to the Salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really ought to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Listening to The Salad. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Salad. Now we have another fun-packed program lined up, of course. But first of all, let's have a little conundrum, shall we? Okay. So, let's think of a question. Now, I'm gonna test you because this is something we've done before. It's a phrasal verb. So, you know, I'm going to... It's a bit of a review, you could say. So let's add a question. So here we go. Are you ready? So, he ran blank yet more debt. Now, we've had this phrasal verb before on the conundrum. Okay. So using yet there as well. So he ran blank yet more debt. Oh, it kind of rhymes there. Let me just check that. Yes, so he ran blank yet more debt. We shall be revealing the answer at the end of the program. And I'm going to launch that right now on the Vaughan Radio app. That should see. You should see it now if you have the app. Now then, what's on the program today? Let's have a little look, shall we? We have Salad News Bits, of course. News from around the world. And talking about phrasal verbs, we have funky phrasal verbs also on the program, Salad listeners. Okay, so yes, we're looking at a couple of phrasal verbs and practicing with those because they're funky. They're your funky friends, and we shall be showing you how. Okay, that's what's on the show, so right now it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here comes our headline for today. Japanese lottery winners get collectible manhole covers. Okay. So Japanese lottery winners get collectible manhole covers. So obviously if you win the lottery, you expect to get. In this case, we're using get as to receive is another meaning for to get. So you get a lot of money, you receive it. In this case, they don't get money, they get collectible manhole covers. Now, what's a manhole cover? So it would be tapas de alcantarillas. You know, so in the street, you know, you might see them, they're circular, normally made of iron or something, you know, so you can normally lift them up and you can go down there into the sewer or the drains, alcantarillas. So tapas de alcantarillas. So the Japanese lottery winners get collectible manhole covers. Interesting. Not money in this case, but manhole covers. Only in Japan. Let's go over live to Japan to find out more. Who do we have? Yes, Ling Xiao. Yes, our Southeast Asian Japanese-Chinese correspondent. Ling, can you hear me?
Yes, Dave, I can hear you. A city in central Japan recently held a lottery for decorative manhole covers after a sale offer became 20 times oversubscribed.
Ah, okay, so a city in central Japan recently held a lottery for decorative manhole covers after a sale offer became 20 times oversubscribed. So something's oversubscribed, you can call it an overbooking, if you like. Okay, please tell us more.
Mabashi, which is 77 miles, that's 124 kilometers north of Tokyo, put 10 second-hand manhole covers on the market for 3,000 yen. That's about $27 or £20, Dave, with three different designs, and was surprised to receive over 200 applications to buy them.
I see. So there was a sale. Now, sales are rebajas. In this, or, you know, it's an offer, a special offer, we could say. In this case, they were manhole covers. They were 10 second-hand manhole covers. We call them tapas de alcantarillas, de segunda mano. 10 second-hand manhole covers. And for £20, you know. And they were surprised to receive over 200 applications, solicitudes, applications to buy them. So they're very much in demand. And maybe only in Japan. I'm not sure, but obviously in Japan they are.
According to one of my sources, the winners may have got a bargain, given that the new covers cost some 60,000 yen each. But some of the lucky collectors have still yet to decide what to do with them.
Ah, so this could be a bargain, una ganga, because, you know, some of the new ones cost 600,000 yen. And if I'm not wrong, they were going for 60,000 yen, what a new one costs, and these were going for 3,000 yen. So that's why it was oversubscribed. It was an overbooking, if you like, because they're highly collectible and the price was right.
One buyer who took the day off work to drive up from Tokyo to collect his 40-kilogram purchase shares the dilemma of many people who make off-the-wall purchases, where to keep it now that he's got it. And I spoke to him and he said, I'll put it in my porch, then I'll think about what to do with it.
Oh, right. If you make an off-the-wall purchase. Okay. Now, for me, if it's off-the-wall, it's like a crazy purchase or a spur of the moment. An impulse buy, maybe. So the thing is, so you know, you might like manhole covers, but I guess you've got to decide what to do with it. Because you might not have a hole or a manhole to put it over or to put it in. If you're like, well, it covers the manhole to cover up. So you might not have a manhole cover to cover up with your manhole cover. So, yeah, you could hang it on the wall. In this case, he's going to put it in his porch. So, or he could leave it in the garden. What would you do with a manhole cover if you had one, salad listeners? Well, if you've got a garden, it gives you more options. But if you just have an apartment or a flat or something, you know, they're quite heavy, 40 kilograms. That's quite a lot. Well, that weighs more than my son is 8 years old, and he's pretty heavy. That's more than him. He's about 36, 37 kilos. So this is 40 kilos. That's pretty heavy.
Yes, a lot of people are trying to decide what to do with him. However, he said that there may be a touch of bias regret, and a manhole cover may not be entirely welcome at home. So, I caught up with him, in his little Tokyo porch, where he told me, I'm in trouble. This is the last time I'm going to buy a manhole cover or make any impulse purchases. So, what do you do with them?
Now, one thing, are manhole covers, are they, popular? And they're more attractive, I think, in Japan than maybe other countries.
Japanese manhole covers attract the attention of collectors from all over the country due to their decorative design. So last year, company released a set of manhole cover collectible cards complete with coordinates so that drain spotters, not train spotters in this case, drain spotters, could go and find them and, maybe take pictures of their favorite ones. So, it's not specifically a Japanese interest either. The UK Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn lists a history and a design of manhole covers amongst his hobbies. So, meanwhile, attempts to sell off other collectible items have not been quite so successful. A railway operator's attempt to create a market in used metro car hanging straps ended with 500 of the items selling for only 200 yen. So that's a $1.75 or £1.35 each.
I suppose like transport related items, which are normally, pretty popular. So in this case, a rail operator's attempt to sell used metro car hanging straps, a strap that you hang onto. You know, when you're in the metro, you can hang onto, or in buses sometimes, you might be a bar, or it might be a strap made of leather. Na correa, maybe you would say, that you hang onto it. So he tried to sell those, and people bought them, but, tried to sell them for 200 yen. But really they're only going for, they were selling for 200 yen, which is about $1.75 or £1.35. So there wasn't such a collectible market. There wouldn't be a lucrative market because obviously if people buy them, they are collectible. So thanks very much, Ling. So yes, the Japanese lottery winners who get collectible manhole covers, tapas de alcantarillas. Well, there are people for everything, different strokes for different folks. You heard it here on Salad News Bits.
Y no dejes de participar a través de nuestra aplicación. Descárgatela.
Haz un máster en inglés profesional. En solo 5 meses saldrás perfectamente preparado para comunicarte en inglés en el trabajo. No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar. Hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional. Apunta alto. Llega más lejos.
Además, ahora fíñate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
¿Todavía no sabes qué nivel de inglés ponerte en el currículo? Si estás pensando en hacer uno de los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan, te invitamos a una prueba de nivel gratuita para que lo tengas mucho más claro. Y sin ningún tipo de compromiso, disponible también en Valencia y Barcelona.
Estar en medio. ¿Qué significa estar en medio? Pues no estar en ningún sitio concreto, ni bueno ni malo, ser un soso, o lo que es peor, molestar. Estar en medio y no dejar ver una peli, estar en medio de dos personas. Vamos, que eso del medio no mola. Pues con el inglés pasa lo mismo. Ese famoso nivel intermedio de inglés no sirve para nada. da, es ni fu ni fa, incluso molesto. Por eso, un nivel de inglés intermedio no te va a ayudar a mejorar en tu carrera profesional. Así que ya es hora de cambiar.
Vence al nivel intermedio de inglés con el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan, compatible con tu trabajo, exigente y eficaz. Más de 500 horas intensivas para mejorar tu inglés profesional. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Funky phrasal verbs. Now then, yes, welcome to Funky Phrasal Verbs. That's right, we have a couple of phrasal verbs for you today. Ah! Yes, don't be afraid. You know you like them. You know they're your friends. They help you explain ideas without going round in circles. Now then, let's have a look. We have Alan Parsons here, our expert in all things English. He has a couple of phrasal verbs for us. What are they, Alan?
Right, okay, Dave. Yes, we have to work out and to find out.
I see. What do you think, salad listeners? Do they sound familiar? Do they ring a bell? Or suena, do they ring a bell? Well, to work out and to find out. Well, let's have a look at to work out, first of all. What does it mean?
Right, to work out, resolver, lograr entender.
Okay, to work out, to work something out. Yes, resolver o lograr entender. Okay, to work out. Now, the other one you said, to find out, what does it mean?
Right, okay, to find out is enterarse. It also means averiguar, but here we're only going to look at one meaning for it, which is enterarse.
Ah, enterarse. So I found out that, me enteré que. Okay. Now, also averiguar, but we're just looking at the meaning for enterarse. So to work out, resolver, lograr entender. And to find out, enterarse. Okay, salad listeners, to work out, to find out on Funky Phrasal Verbs. Now, this is the interactive part of the program, salad listeners. So interact with us here, please. Are you ready to play? Here comes our first example. So Alan's going to give us an example in Spanish. We have to translate into perfect English using to work out or to find out. Let's go over to you, Alan.
Right, okay. Here's the first one. Nunca podrás enterarte.
Nunca podrás enterarte. What do you think? Now, poder, how do we say that? Some of you are probably thinking can and all that kind of stuff. But in the future, what's the verb to be able to? So it's the future. You'll never be able to find out. You'll never be able to find out. I like it. It sounds pretty cool, don't you think? Pretty funky? I think so. Next example, please.
Right, okay. Has logrado entender lo que pasó?
So, lograr entender. We know that's to work out. So, has lograr entender. So, have you worked out what happened? So, normally, lograr hacer algo, you could say to manage to do something. So, I could say, have you managed to work out? But obviously, if you're saying it's just lograr entender is to work out, we can just say, have you worked out what happened? Lo que pasó in the past. So, have you managed? Well, not managed, you don't need that. Have you worked out what happened? I like it. Next, please.
Right, okay. ¿Te puedes enterar del precio del vuelo?
What do you think, salad listeners? Interact with us here. ¿Te puedes enterar del precio del vuelo? So, can you find out the price of the flight? Can you find out the price of the flight? That's all. Okay, salad listeners. So interact with us here. Practice your phrasal verbs. Okay, next example, please, Alan.
Uh, Right, okay. ¿Resolviste el problema?
So... Now then, so we could say, did you work out the problem? You can say that, but I think it sounds better. Did you work the problem out? Okay. Did you work out the problem? Definitely sounds better, did you work the problem out, don't you think? Okay, so did you work the problem out? So to work out, resolver, lograr entender, to find out, enterarse. Okay, salad listeners, these are some funky phrasal verbs for you.
Right, okay, let's keep moving on, Dave. You know, we always like to keep moving forward. Me enteré de que están teniendo una aventura.
Oh, gossip. Chismorreo, gossip here. Tener una aventura. One thing is to have an adventure if you're Indiana Jones, you know. However, if it's with somebody else, to have an affair, we say. Okay. So, me enteré de que están teniendo una aventura. So I found out they're having an affair. Now, some of you may have said, I found out that they're having an affair. Well, that's not it. You know, it's fine. You don't need that, though. So if you don't need it, I recommend not using it. So I found out they're having an affair. Gossip. That's right. Office gossip.
And right, the next one here. Al final... Todo se resolverá.
Well, so there are different ways we can translate this one, you know? So normally you may say at the beginning, in the end, I would probably put in the end at the end. Does that make sense? Rather than saying in the end, okay, I would put it at the end. So let's think. So you could say things... Todo, everything. I suppose you could say everything will work out in the end. You could say that. Now, what would even sound better was things will work themselves out por sí solos, okay? Things will work themselves out in the end. Now, that's the high-level version for all of you high-level listeners out there. So things will work themselves out in the end, okay? But I would accept, you know, everything... You know, will work out in the end. You can also say that. Okay, salad listeners. But yeah, for a high level, things will work themselves out in the end. Wow. Definitely high level. More examples, please.
Right, okay. No adivinarás nunca de lo que me acabo de enterar.
Adivinar. Or is it just say to guess? Yeah? To guess something. So you'll never guess... Okay, acabo de enterar. Acabo. So what I just found out. So acabo de is just. Oh yeah, I just spoke to him. I just received an email from him. Okay? So you'll never guess what I've just found out. Okay, I like it. So, to work out, resolver, lograr entender... And to find out, enterarse. So interact with us here, salad listeners. Practice your phrasal verbs. Let's have some more of them, please, Alan.
Right, okay, let's see. ¿Han resuelto sus diferencias ya?
Oh, so it's a question. ¿Han resuelto sus diferencias ya? What do you think? Well, have they? That's right, so have they worked... their differences out yet. So here, out and yet, out yet, I would say. So have they worked their differences out yet? Okay, repeat after me. Have they worked their differences out yet? Oh, sounds very good. Okay. Funky phrasal verbs.
Right, okay, so next one here, Dave. Se enterarán de que ella ha estado mintiendo.
So we know enterarse is to find out. I think we've learned that much. Now then, se enterarán ellos. So they'll find out that que ella ha estado mintiendo, that she has been lying, or the contraction that she's been lying. Okay, so she's, it could be she is or she has. In this case, in the context, we understand that she has. So they'll find out that she's been lying. That's right, they'll find out in the end. Next example, please.
Right, okay. No logro entender su comportamiento.
Right, salad listeners. What do you think? So I can't work his behavior out. It's possible to say I can't work out his behavior, but it sounds better. I can't work his behavior out. Wow. It's pretty high level. Repeat after me. I can't work his behavior out. Ah, very good. Okay.
High level! High level! Yes, that's right. I'd agree there, Dave. Very high level. So here's the next one. ¿Cómo te enteraste de eso?
De eso. Now, in the past, I would just use simple past here. Because, you know, te enteras de algo, and it's, you know, that the action's finished. So, how did you find that out? How did you find that out? With good intonation. How did you find that out? Okay, salad listeners, let's keep going.
Just a couple more here, Dave. Me está costando resolver este acertijo.
An acertijo, any ideas? A riddle? In Batman, you have the Riddler, you know? So he's always, you know, leaving riddles for people to solve. Or to work out, we could say. So, I'm having trouble working this riddle out. I'm having trouble working this riddle out. That's right, salad listeners. Okay, so to work out. Resolver algo. In this case, if it's a riddle, you work it out. And I believe you have one more for us, Dave. Is that correct? Alan, is that correct?
Yes, Dave, that certainly is correct. So, here we go. Necesitamos enterarnos antes de la reunión del lunes.
Well, then, let me see. What do you think, salad listeners? Necesitamos enterarnos antes de la reunión el lunes, or del lunes. So, we need to find out before the meeting on Monday. You can say before Monday's meeting. You know, I recommend avoiding the Saxon genitive if it's not a person, really, don't you think? But you can say before Monday's meeting is perfectly correct. But I would say we need to find out before the meeting on Monday. Okay, so, to work out, resolver, lograr entender, and to find out, enterarse. Okay, salad listeners.
Yes, that's right, Dave. So I think these are very useful indeed.
Now then. Okay, so, I'm having trouble working this riddle out. Resolver, o lograr entender, we've seen. As lograr entender lo que pasó, have you worked out what happened? Or to find out, enterarse. Okay. How did you find that out? So to work out, to find out on Funky Phrasal Verbs. Now then, salad listeners, just to finish off. That's right, our conundrum for today. He ran blank, yet more debt. So he ran up, yet more debt. So to run up is to accumulate. So he ran up, yet more debt. Very good. Now, over 61% of you got it right. So to run up debt is to accumulate debt, salad listeners. Okay, which we don't recommend. Now then, that's all we have time for today. So we'll see.